Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget for Thursday, August 17th, 2023. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHAN LP 106.9 FM and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m., and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. The city of Salida has formally announced that it will hold a regular coordinated election on November 7, 2023 for three ward seats, as well as the mayor and treasurer position. Nomination petitions are available at the city clerk's office at 448 East 1st Street, Suite 112 of the Tuber Building. Petitions must be returned by 4 p.m. on August 28th. Persons wishing to run for office must meet the following eligibility requirements: be a citizen of the United States, be 18 years of age or older, be currently registered to vote, and in addition, council candidates must be resident of the city ward or of a territory annexed to that ward for at least 12 months, while mayor and treasurer candidates must be a resident of the city of Salida or of a territory annexed to the city for at least 12 months. In order to have your name appear on the November 7th, 2023 ballot, you will need to have 25 valid signatures. In addition, if you are running for city council, those signing your petition must be a resident within your ward. Both the mayor and treasurer positions are elected at large. It is highly suggested you get more than the minimum number of signatures on your petition, as it is possible that not all signatures will qualify. For more information, visit www.cityofsalida.com/elected-citycouncil/page/elections. And the Salida City Council heard over an hour of public comment at their regular meeting on Tuesday, August 15th, largely on the topic of the city's short-term rental taxes and fees. A proposed citizen-initiated ordinance aimed at reversing some of the fees passed by ballot issue in the November 2022 election was on the agenda for that evening. After citizen comment and advice from the city attorney, the council declined to entertain a motion on the ordinance and instead passed a resolution to put the matter on the ballot for the November election. The council also approved the amended future land use map for the city's comprehensive plan. And in more election-related news, as former President Donald Trump faces his fourth indictment, this time for attempted interference with the 2020 vote in Georgia, self-appointed election watchdog groups have sprung up all over the country as a result of Trump's repeated and baseless assertions that the 2020 election had been rigged against him. One such group has sprung up again recently in Chaffee County. Calling itself HICCUP, Honesty in Chaffee County Under Protest, appears to have formalized their opposition to Colorado and Chaffee County election processes. This on the heels of a right-wing group called the Chaffee Patriots recently hosting election fraud conspiracist David Clements, who incited attendees to cause election chaos and challenge people and processes. Over the past few weeks, at every public meeting of the Chaffee Board of County Commissioners, these individuals have made comments as if the BOCC controlled county clerk and recorder or the election. For the record, they do not. Finally, the BOCC responded, "All of us up here have the utmost confidence in the clerk and her team, most of whom grew up here," said Commissioner Keith Baker. Lori's sister worked in the sheriff's office for many years. She graduated from high school here. She's highly regarded in her field and was the president of the Colorado Clerks Association for a number of years. Colorado's election process is the gold standard for the country. Any state that wants fair elections, all they need to do is straight line our system. Everybody I know of involved in our elections has the highest integrity. The BOCC also recognized Chaffee County 4-H'er Quinn Lewis, who made a magnanimous gesture recently when she sold her third grand champion animal, a Grand Reserve champion sheep. Quinn was dedicating the more than $3,000 in proceeds from her third animal to the Chaffee Fairground Committee to effect some improvements in the livestock building. Before the night was over, that $3,000 donation had turned into $8,087, with donors and county businesses stepping up to add to it. Quinn made a presentation to the BOCC about her experience with animals and her suggestions to improve the livestock barn at the fairgrounds. The BOCC listened and voted unanimously to dedicate county funds to round up the raised amount to $20,000. The BOCC also noted they want the Fair Committee to work on the improvements with the representation of Chaffee 4-H youth, hopefully led by Quinn Lewis, to make sure their voices and needs were heard. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice news nugget. Be sure to visit arcvalleyvoice.com for the first articles in a series by AVV reporter August Toves as part of the ongoing community discussion on the topic of geothermal energy. Tune in next Thursday, August 24th at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN.